already came twice today. The least you could do is get on that death trap you call transportation and come and return the favor. Oh, Tate sighed into the phone as he thrust up into his hand. But then, I'd have to stop what I'm doing. Yeah, Logan agreed. There was a whole lot of shuffling going on, and then he was back, promising. But I'm dying for it, and if you come here, instead of your hand, you can fuck me. Tate gritted his teeth.
You played dirty.
Come over and I'll show you how dirty. You know you want to. Tate glanced at the DVR clock. It now read 1:40.
Am I really going to... Oh, what the hell?
Tucking himself back into his sweatpants, he winced as he sat up, and then he stood, looking around his apartment for his helmet and jacket.
Logan?
He located them both and picked them up.
Yeah?
Tate snagged his keys off the counter and set into his cell.
15 minutes. Be ready.
With that, he ended the call and walked out his front door before slamming it behind him. Chapter 24. Tate was buzzed into Logan's condo lobby the second he arrived, and now found himself stepping out of the elevator and onto Logan's floor.
What a difference a week could make, Tate thought, as he rapped his knuckles on the door. Has it really only been a few days since I was standing here the first time around?
There was no question in his mind this time. He wanted to be there. As he stood in the empty hall in his gray sweatpants, white t-shirt, and leather jacket, he reached down to adjust the erection that hadn't completely subsided since he'd left his apartment. Seconds later, Logan's front door opened, and Tate decided that the ride over had been worth leaving his place at 2 in the morning. His fingers tightened around his helmet as he quickly took in the wet hair swept back from Logan's face, the dark growth shadowing his jaw, and every single inch of skin on display. And there was a whole hell of a lot. Logan must have just stepped out of the shower because the light covering of hair on his chest glistened as he stood with his hand up on the open door. Tate's gaze trailed down the hair of Logan's chest and across his rippling abs until it narrowed and then disappeared behind the bright white towel secured around his hips. Bringing his eyes back up to the ones watching him, Tate stepped forward, causing Logan to back up and drop his hand from the door. Once he was inside the condo, Tate kicked the door shut with his foot, dropped his helmet onto the floor, and advanced as Logan started walking backward. Shrugging out of his jacket, Tate kept his eyes on the man in front of him, who had a grin on his face that made Tate want to kiss it right off. As they made it out of the foyer and into the living room, Tate dumped his jacket on the floor and kept advancing on Logan.
What's on your mind, Tate?
Tate reached over his shoulder, gathered the material of his shirt in his fist, and drew it up his back and over his head before tossing it on the ground.
Just wondering if it's a habit of yours to answer the door dressed like that.
Logan looked down at himself and then brought devious eyes back up to his.
Why? What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Tate felt his own mouth morph into a suggestive smirk. Reaching down to the top of his sweatpants, he loosened the drawstring as he kept moving forward.
It doesn't hide much, does it?
Finally, Logan came to a standstill when he backed into the kitchen island. He placed his hands on the solid surface behind him, which caused his body to thrust forward, showing Tate exactly how exciting this particular game of cat and mouse was for him.
Well, my aim wasn't really to hide so much as to provoke.
Tate reached out to finger the spot where Logan had secured the towel. As Logan stood rooted to the spot,
Tate pulled the material out of its hold, and when the towel loosened, Logan sucked in a breath. Bringing the material up between them, Tate looked at it and then focused back on Logan as he dropped it onto the kitchen floor. Taking the final step he needed for his body to be pressed flush against Logan's naked one, he placed his palms on the counter and penned Logan in. With chests and hips locked together, Tate replied,
"Well, mission accomplished. I'm provoked. Now, turn around."
Logan's eyes widened slightly at the demand as Tate took a step back. Instead of moving right away, Logan stayed where he was, fully erect and completely naked. He couldn't stop himself from looking at and drooling over the picture Tate made, dressed only in loose sweats hanging from his hips as he stood, waiting on him. "Turn around," he questioned, knowing full well that had been the order, but enjoying the game just the same.
"Yes," Tate confirmed in a voice that made Logan's shaft pound just a little harder. "Turn around. I want to see you. All of you."
Logan turned, but couldn't help himself from saying, "Yes, sir." As the final word left his mouth, Tate crowded in behind him and shoved him against the counter, so it was digging into his waist. Logan glanced back over his shoulder as Tate's hand came up and gripped his chin. Slowly, he moved his face in until their lips met.
"Such a smart mouth," Tate acknowledged, as Logan's lips parted. "And tongue," he made sure to add, licking them as he ground his hips in against Logan's backside, making him very aware of the erection he was packing.
"Everything I want and everything I crave is you. Now, face forward," Tate instructed, as he let go of Logan's chin and ran his fingers down his spine to his tailbone. "Spread your legs," Tate whispered against the back of his head. Moving only slightly, Logan hardly widened his stance at all, and he heard Tate laugh at the smart-ass move. He started to feel the thrill of victory at his small win until Tate put his foot between his and kicked them apart.
"Spread 'em, Logan. Nice and wide. Stop acting like you don't want it when we both know that you do."
This time, he couldn't help the huff of air that came from him as Tate urged him down onto the cool, unforgiving surface of black marble with a firm palm between his shoulder blades. Against his back, Logan could feel Tate's warmth as he bent down with him, curling his front against him. Then, Tate smoothed his free hand over his bare ass and ghosted his fingers across the dark-shadowed crease of his body. Logan clenched his teeth against the pleasure that made his body quiver from the sheer touch, as a shiver of pleasure made his entire body tremble. All the while he was thinking, "I'm screwed. With this guy, I'm fucking screwed.
Damn, what is it about you?" Tate wondered out loud as he straightened to run his palms up and down Logan's sides, enjoying the feel of his skin under his hands. Logan remained bent at the waist with his face against the counter and his legs spread wide.
"My sparkling personality."
Tate brushed his fingers down Logan's crack and smiled as the man's entire body tensed.
"Nope, it's not that."
When Logan's eyes met his, the best they could from his prone position, Tate's fingers pushed between his cheeks to the heated pucker waiting for him.
"Although it may be part of it," Tate joked, as he felt slick moisture on his fingertips
and realized exactly how ready Logan was for him.
"You're already lubed up? You fucking deviant,"
Just begging for it, Tate whispered, as he grazed his fingertip against Logan's hole. Aren't you?
Yes, I fucking am,
Logan admitted readily around a curse.
Just how badly do you want it, Logan?
Jesus, Tate, how bad do you think? Look at me. You think I do this for everyone?
Tate had to agree. The man had a point. With a quick pinch to his ass, Tate grinned when Logan flinched.
Oh, I'm looking, trust me. Spread out. Bent over your kitchen counter, Tate relayed all that he could see.
Then he brought his lips down to Logan's ear as his finger probed for entry and found it.
I think I like it. A lot. And so do you,
he confirmed as his finger thrust forward, causing Logan to move up onto his toes. Was the unintelligible sound that ripped out of Logan as Tate watched his toes curl against the tile while his body got used to the invasion. Gradually pulling his finger free, Tate brought two fingertips back to Logan's rim to play.
Did you have fun putting this on without me?
Logan looked back at him once again. He tried to regain some control of the situation, but it was useless. Tate held it all, and Logan fucking knew it. So, instead, Logan gave him a seductive once-over.
No need to feel bad, Tate. I thought about you the whole time.
Pulling the edge of his sweats down, Tate freed his hard-on from its confines as he continued fingering Logan.
You said I felt bad. I want to know if you had fun,
Tate asked again, emphasizing his point by pushing the tips of his fingers back into Logan's body. There was a loud groan, and then Logan replied,
Yes. Yes. Fuck yeah.
And what were you thinking about?
As Tate slid his fingers in and out, methodically stretching him as he'd been taught, Logan's breath became labored.
Was thinking about this.
This, huh?
Tate queried, knowing exactly what he meant.
My fingers inside you. Or maybe you were thinking about more than that.
Yes.
Yes, what? These one-word answers are not working for me.
Tate came down over Logan again and placed his mouth on his shoulder.
Yes, you were thinking about more?
Logan's hips bucked back as his ass clenched around Tate's invading fingers.
Come on, Logan. Tell me your dirty secrets. Just how many fingers do you want?
Logan clenched his teeth and whispered.
Another.
Tate stood back up and looked down to where his fingers were disappearing and reappearing. Smoothing his free hand over Logan's ass cheeks, he spread him apart and slowly pushed three thick fingers inside the hot body bent before him.
Holy fuck, what a sight. This is unreal. Logan, so sexy,
were the words that left him as he twisted and flexed his fingers. When he pulled them out, he apparently hit Logan's prostate because he shouted out Tate's name and jammed his hips backwards, demanding roughly,
Again.
As Tate eased them inside, Logan let out a loud groan. Tate was mesmerized by how wide he was stretching him and how much Logan was loving it. Unable to help himself, Tate lowered down over the spread-out man and put his mouth to Logan's upturned cheek, licking the stubble there. After kissing the corner of Logan's mouth, Tate's eyes held his as he vowed,
I don't care what anyone says. Love being with you like this. I fucking love it.
Logan heard Tate speaking as his fingers were grazing against that perfect spot. But he'd lost the ability to comprehend. He was spread apart and bent over, and he was quickly falling harder and faster for the man, giving him exactly what he wanted. For years, he'd denied this side of himself, but he'd always loved bottoming for Chris. The bite of pain, the roughness, it had all added to the pleasure. Although, thinking back now, that was probably more due to Chris's selfishness than a want to fulfill Logan's own desires. But not here. Not this time with Tate. Tate was watching and reading every single move he made, and he was relishing in the power he held, while he was busy getting off on being at Tate's mercy.
Hell, Logan. You weren't lying on the phone, were you? You were dying for me to come take you. That's what makes you so goddamn sexy. The fact that you don't wait around when you see something you want, and you don't stop until you're absolutely fucking satisfied.
Logan sucked in a breath as Tate shoved his hips hard against his ass with each enunciated word, and his fingers spread inside him. With every rub of the guy's cock over his flesh, he could feel the sticky proof of Tate's excitement against the skin on his backside. He squeezed his eyes shut and shouted as Tate removed his fingers from his body. Logan knew what was coming next, and when he felt the bare head of Tate's shaft brush up against his ass, he clenched his jaw and barely remembered to ask.
"Protection. God, please say you have a condom."
Tate's fingers dug into his hips, and he cursed out.
"Hell, wait here. Do not move."
Logan couldn't have moved even if he tried. His cock was pulsating, his ass was needy, and his body was just about to go into a meltdown. The only cool parts of him were his stomach and the right side of his face, which were pressed up against the marble. He stretched his arms out to the sides, and a moan of pleasure escaped his lips when he felt Tate's body come back and line up behind him, wedging his thick shaft between his cheeks. Closing his eyes, Logan tried to calm himself as warm fingers spread him apart. When the head of Tate's erection pressed against his stretched rim, Logan let out a breath of air as he was penetrated one slow inch at a time. He could feel a palm resting flat on his back at the base of his spine, and as the pressure increased, he relished the delicious fullness of having Tate inside him.
"Nothing feels like you do," Tate admitted hotly behind him.
Logan had thought that this coupling would be hard and fast, but as Tate lodged himself inside and stopped, Tate came down over him and spread his arms out to the sides where Logan's lay, and he entwined their fingers. The mouth by his ear kissed the shell of it, and the hips pressed up against him moved in a slow rotation.
"Every time we do this, it convinces me that I'm exactly where I need to be."
Logan shuddered and pushed himself back, trying to get Tate closer somehow. He couldn't find the words for the emotions he was feeling, so he remained silent and instead allowed himself to sink into the feelings. For the first time, he let them wash over him and wrap around him much like Tate was.
"I don't care how hard it might be. I need to know why it's you who makes me feel this way. If it's just sex or if it's more, I need to know if you feel this way too," Tate professed.
Logan remained uncharacteristically quiet for a change as Tate's words came to a halt. Then he felt a tongue touch his lobe and Tate's hips rocked forward.
"You feel the same, don't you? You told me this scares you. Tell me why, Logan."
Logan felt Tate lift slightly, and when he pressed a kiss to his cheek, Logan nervously licked his lips. "Playing dirty, Tate."
"If I have to.
tell me, he replied, refusing to give Logan an easy way out. Shutting his eyes, Logan admitted, it scares me because of how much I want it. Tate nuzzled into his neck and shoulder, and Logan's body trembled under the man behind him. Suddenly, he couldn't shut his mouth. I've never wanted something more, but with you, I can't seem to stop myself. I want to look at you and know that you're mine, and that terrifies me. Tate's fingers wrapped around his own as he brought their arms in close to his sides, and then Tate asked again, why? Logan found Tate's eyes and finally acknowledged,
because I think I could love someone like you.
Tate's breath left him in a quick rush of air, and then he was gone. He released Logan's arms and straightened up behind him. Logan felt strong fingers holding him in place as Tate slowly pulled from his body before surging back inside. He heard a low moan behind him, and as he pushed back onto the body moving inside his own, Logan enjoyed the wicked slide into oblivion. Tate looked at the smooth skin of the muscled back laid out for him and wondered when this had gone from a quick fuck to making love. As he slowly pulled his hips away from Logan, he knew that was exactly what he was doing. He was making love to this man. Logan's eyes were shut from what he could see, and his hands were braced under him, so with each of Tate's thrusts, he could move back on him. But all Tate could think about were the words, because I think I could love someone like you. And all of a sudden, Tate wanted more. Pulling out of Logan, Tate heard him groan from the loss as he managed in a gruff tone, turn around. Slowly, Logan stood and turned to face him. As soon as they were face to face, Tate took the back of his neck in his palm and pulled him forward. Capturing his mouth in an urgent kiss, Tate heard a moan slip free from Logan as one of his hands cupped Tate's cheek. Their tongues tangled and their cocks bumped against one another. Tate ripped his mouth away, breathless.
Need you, but not like that.
How, then? Tell me what you need.
Bed. You in your bed.
Logan nodded once and didn't waste any time. He turned and made his way into the bedroom with Tate following close behind. Keeping his eyes on the ass he planned to take as soon as they were on a soft mattress. When Logan stopped by the side table and opened it to remove a bottle of lube, Tate bumped into him and ordered softly,
get in the bed.
I like this bossy side of you almost as much as the aggravated side. Am I demented?
Tate felt a grin hit his lips for the man who continually threw him off guard, but he wanted more from Logan than smart-ass comments. He wanted to see inside this man. He wanted to know all of him.
Earlier tonight, you told me that I was your biggest truth, but that's not right. You know what the biggest truth is here in this room?
Logan looked down at their bodies and then back at him. Other than the glaringly obvious?
Yes, other than that.
No, I don't.
The biggest truth is that we're both trying something new. And you know what?
Logan's face changed and became serious at that comment.
What?
We both love it.
Tate's eyelids lowered, and he gestured with a tilt of his chin.
Get in bed, Logan. I want you.
Tate watched as Logan climbed into the bed and lay down on his back. He turned his head on the pillow, his black hair stark against the white.
as he reached out his free arm and crooked his finger at him.
Come here.
Placing his knee onto the mattress, Tate took the bottle of lube in his hand, poured some into his palm, and gripped his erection, stroking it several times.
God, he liked this man. In fact, Tate thought he was pretty damn amazing.
And that was when it hit him.
Somehow, this man is perfect for me.
Tate brought his eyes back to Logan's face.
How can that be? And more importantly, how am I okay with the fact that my perfect person is a... him?
But as Logan stared back at him, and Tate crawled between his legs, he knew without a doubt that he was. Kneeling between Logan's thighs, Tate's heart started to pound. Logan's lips tipped up, and a smile split his mouth.
What are you thinking about?
Tate laid down over him, and as Logan's mouth parted and that sexy bottom lip pouted out, Tate couldn't help but take a gentle bite of it, watching as his eyes slid closed.
You don't want to know. It would terrify you.
Logan's eyes opened immediately.
Really? That bad?
Tate rocked his hips on top of the body under him.
Really? That good? Now, shh, would you?
Raising himself up and over Logan, Tate gripped his cock in his hand and directed himself toward Logan's waiting body. Logan bent his legs, and Tate easily slipped inside the man and groaned, lowering his head into the crook of Logan's neck. Resting his forearms by Logan's head, Tate began to move slowly in and out of him.
Tate, Logan sighed,
turning his head until his face was nestled in against his hair. Tate closed his eyes from the pleasure of having him there. Bumping his hips back and forth, he threaded his fingers into Logan's hair, and he raised his head to look down into a face full of emotion and desire. As Logan raised his knees and wrapped his legs around Tate's waist, he whispered,
"Terrify me."
Tate's breath caught in his throat at the sincerity in those words. The look on Logan's face was one of absolute ecstasy, and every time Tate pulled out of him and then pushed back inside, a breath of air left from Logan's lips.
So perfect,
Tate praised as he stared down, captivated by the face that had become essential to him. He fingered the black hair in his hands as Logan's palms trailed down his spine to his ass, where he caressed him before pulling him closer.
Tate, Tate, Tate,
Logan chanted. Tate picked up his pace, and he knew he had him. Kissing his ear, Tate snaked an arm down between them, taking Logan's dripping cock and stroking it.
Gonna make you come, Logan. Come on. I want to feel it.
Hot and sticky all over me. All over us.
Oh, God.
Logan rammed up, slamming their hips together. Tate started to pump into him, and he felt his balls tingle, threatening to explode on every downward glide, while Logan's fingers grabbed his hips, pulling him closer against his needy body.
So good, Tate. So very fucking good,
Logan praised as his body tensed under him and his hips pushed up. A throaty growl left Logan, and the veins in his neck pulsated as he arched his back in an explosive release, and the sight was enough to make Tate want to come. As Logan came down from his high, his eyes opened, languid and full of desire, and his mouth curled as Tate quickly pulled out of him and rolled the condom off his body. Tate grabbed the lube and poured some into his hand as he kneeled between Logan's legs, running his gaze over the other man. Logan licked his lips and started to run his fingers through the sticky mess on his stomach as he murmured,
"Perfect, sexy Tate. First time I saw you,
I wanted you under me. Are you ever going to let me have you?
Tate felt his breath coming fast at the thought of what Logan was proposing, but he was beyond talking now. As he continued pumping his cock furiously, Logan quickly sat up and kneeled in front of him. Reaching down between them, Logan took him in his strong hand now covered in his own cum. Pressing his lips against Tate's, Logan promised,
I want to lay you on your back and kiss and lick every inch of your body, and then, Tate, he paused, biting Tate's lip, I'm going to take you, and you're going to love it. Just like that, Tate came all over the both of them with a shout and a sharp punch of his hips, with no other thoughts except how amazing his orgasm was and how much he wanted Logan to take him that way. He could feel Logan's hand soothing his sensitive skin as his lips kissed and sucked their way down his neck. Tate almost whimpered when Logan let go, and he raised his hand to Logan's cheek, where he leaned in and kissed him. When Tate finally pulled his mouth back, Logan whispered, Stay.
Yes, Tate replied easily.
Good. I want you to stay.
Tate leaned in again and gently pressed his mouth to Logan's.
Then I'll stay.
Chapter 25.
The following morning, as they stood outside of the Daily Grind, Logan looked over to where Tate was leaning back with one of his feet propped up against the brick wall and a cigarette in his hand. Usually, this kind of thing did nothing for him. But as Logan moved in beside Tate, he had to admit the look Tate had going reminded him a little of James Dean. And it was flat-out sex. The white shirt, jacket, and jeans, not to mention the black steel-toed boots, with the wind-ruffled curls all meshed together in just the right way to make Logan's palms itch to touch. Logan squinted against the rising sun as Tate glanced over to him and lifted his hand to take a drag of the nearly finished cigarette.
Quit it, would you?
Logan ordered at the thorough once-over Tate gave him.
Quit what?
Logan aimed his eyes at the lips surrounding the tobacco stick.
Staring at me like you just spent the night naked in my bed.
But I did. I hardly think it's making you uncomfortable, Tate stated,
lowering his arm as he straightened off the wall.
Trust me, uncomfortable is not what it's making me feel.
Mm-hmm. And since when has that bothered you?
Since I'm out on a public street and can't rectify the issue, Logan pointed out.
So, I shouldn't tell you that you in that suit makes me really fucking excited. I've never dated anyone who wears a suit. Well, I've never dated a guy, so...
Tate, Logan interrupted, shifting his briefcase in front of him to hide the erection he could feel swelling even further between his legs.
Yeah?
Stop it.
Tate laughed, clearly enjoying his discomfort, as he turned to press the butt of his cigarette into the tall, cylindrical black ashtray by the door.
No, I don't think I will. I had to deal with this shit from you for a week before you finally told me what the hell you were looking at.
Logan stepped around him and pushed his face in close to Tate's.
I thought I was more than obvious. I was looking at you. And by the way, why are you smoking again? Stressed? Nervous?
Tate arched a brow and offered a roguish grin.
Oh, about satisfied.
Rolling his eyes, Logan reached out and pulled the door open to the coffee shop. As the smell of ground beans reached him, he watched Tate maneuver his way through the people waiting to take a spot at the back of the shortest line. Following his lead, Logan moved in beside him and then reached down between them and slid his palm into the one by Tate's side. Tate turned toward him, and Logan made sure he was staring right back with a neutral expression. When Tate's fingers parted slightly and entwined with his own, as they had last night, Logan couldn't help the way his heartbeat nearly flew out of his chest. Tate winked at him and went back to facing the front. And Logan found it almost laughable that he was the one standing there with a shocked look on his face. Pulling his shit together, he leaned in so their shoulders bumped, and he whispered,
"You look good in my jeans. I especially like that you aren't wearing anything under them."
Without even turning, Tate chuckled as he continued to scan the chalk-written menu.
"Can't help yourself, can you?"
"What?"
Logan protested with his eyes on the strong side profile Tate's jaw presented. Tate turned to him as they shuffled forward in the line.
"That right there."
"What? I was just making a comment."
Shaking his head, Tate moistened his lip with his tongue.
"You never just make a comment."
"I don't?"
"No. You make suggestions, or you turn things into an invitation."
Logan shifted where he stood, very aware of the heat of Tate's body and the hand in his own, as he turned back to look at the menu, even though what he wanted was standing right beside him.
"Maybe that's just what you hear," he added quietly.
He was shocked to feel a set of warm lips by his ear, as Tate told him,
"That's what you want me to hear."
Logan faced him with only a slither of space between them and admitted,
"Damn right that's what I want you to hear.
And it's still what I want, every minute I'm with you." Silence slipped between them, but it wasn't uncomfortable in any way. Logan wanted to call Cole and tell him he was taking the rest of the week off, and then he'd convince Tate to do the same, but really, there was no need. It wasn't as if they only had 2 weeks to work this out. They had as long as they wanted. They had forever, if need be.
"Wait. Damn, that's exactly what we have," Logan thought, as he turned back to face the front, and once again, they moved farther up the line.
"So, I'm meeting with Diana and your brother today. Finally, all of this shit will be over," Tate told him.
As Tate's words interrupted his current train of thought, Logan blinked several times and tried to refocus.
"No, that's bound to be fun," he answered absentmindedly.
"Yeah, I'm sure. A root canal would be more exciting."
Logan didn't mean to ignore Tate, but he found himself standing there, trying to imagine how to ask Tate if he were interested in...
what, exactly?
"Yeah."
Tate had expressed that he was feeling things that were more than just sex. Feelings that were strong, that would terrify him.
But did he mean this? Forever?
Because this was terrifying him. Tate continued watching Logan as he seemed to zone out on him. He knew that he was teasing him with every move and word that had come out of his mouth, and Tate loved it. Logan's reactions to him solidified that what they were doing was right. Logan was feeling the exact same way he was, and that was the kind of reassurance Tate craved to move forward with their relationship. This morning, Logan looked exactly as a high-paid lawyer should, all suited up. It wasn't as though Tate hadn't seen him dressed this way several times before, but this time was different. This time, he'd sat and watched as Logan had dressed.
"Oh, yeah. I like my choice of lover," Tate thought, as he continued studying the man who had gone from seductively playful to pensive. "Lover? Yes. That is exactly who Logan is to me now." "What's on your mind? You seem very serious all of a sudden."
Logan turned and acted affronted.
"I can be serious on occasion, you know."
"Really?"
Have to say, it must be a rare event. Actually, I'd love to see you in court. I think that would be a total turn-on.
Logan laughed and told him flat out, No way in hell are you going anywhere near a courtroom that I'm supposed to be in.
Why?
Because you step into a room and everyone else disappears.
Tate caught the expression of shock that had crossed Logan's face at his own admission, and he jumped right on it.
So, right now, here in the coffee shop, it's just me, huh?
When the person in front of them moved aside, they both turned back to the front, and Tate smiled as he looked at the back of the barista. That is, until he turned.
Tate almost groaned at his luck, because right there, standing in front of them, was Robbie. The same guy that he and Logan had run into the last time they were in here. The same guy that Logan had admitted to being with.
As Tate glared at the man, he felt Logan's hand squeeze his own. Tate turned to Logan, and he realized he was still wearing his scowl as Logan's eyes widened as if to say, Is this a problem?
And is it? Not really.
He was the one holding Logan's hand. He was the one who'd been in his bed last night. As he turned back to face Robbie, Tate took a second to check him out, only to see if Robbie had something that he didn't.
Right?
Hey, Logan! And Tate, isn't it?
Tate was surprised that the guy remembered his name. He was about to say something caustic when Robbie continued.
I see you're both back in here again, together.
Robbie, come on, can we just order?
Logan replied, just as Tate stated dryly.
Good to see there's nothing wrong with your eyes.
When the guy started laughing, Tate wasn't sure what the hell to think.
Oh, he's touchy, isn't he?
That question was definitely directed at Logan, and before he could answer, Tate snapped,
No, he just wants to order a coffee.
Robbie rested his hip up against the counter and leaned over, so he was slightly closer to them both.
That's fine. I can help you with that, but while you're both here, let's chat.
Let's not, Tate fired back, as Logan groaned out, Robbie?
Oh, come on. That's no way to talk to a friend.
Jesus, this guy just doesn't know when to quit, Tate thought as he looked from Logan, who shrugged and rolled his eyes, and then back to Robbie, who was beaming at him as he chatted casually almost as though they had been doing this for years instead of...
Never.
You're not his usual type, you know.
Robbie, just take our fucking orders, would you?
Logan suggested as he released Tate's hand to press his thumb and index finger to his forehead.
What? It's true.
Knowing who he meant but not quite what, Tate managed as politely as he could to ask the question pounding in his brain.
What do you mean?
Well, you're nothing like me, are you?
He was definitely nothing like him. Robbie was shorter to start with, probably around 5'10", and had blonde highlights through his hair, which was slightly longer in the front and swept to the side. Down the side of his neck was a tattoo of some kind that snaked into his black polo shirt, and in each ear he had black gauges. He was also wearing...
Is that eyeliner?
He looked like a runaway from a punk band.
And he is criticizing me?
Without taking his eyes off Robbie, Tate asked.
So, what's that supposed to mean?
It means nothing. He's talking out of his ass, Logan interjected. But it was too late. Tate wasn't paying attention to Logan, and Robbie was having too much fun messing with the both of them. Robbie straightened and shrugged.
Nothing, I guess. Just that, usually, he goes female, or, you know, my kind. You...
You're... well...
Well what? Tate demanded, and felt Logan grab his hand. Not realizing quite how loud he had spoken, it wasn't until the woman in the line beside them turned their way with a frown that Tate mumbled, "Sorry."
Well, you're like him.
Big, tall,
Robbie joked, lowering his voice to a false baritone as he turned to Logan and then Tate before trailing off. He seemed to be concentrating on something very important, then whispered, "And really sexy. I bet you two look so damn hot when you get together. Who tops?"
Tate almost choked as he heard Logan mumble, "Oh, fuck," beside him. "Jesus," Tate cursed. "No wonder you two get along. You have no filter either."
Robbie frowned at him and looked toward Logan, who was still muttering something under his breath. "What do you mean? Who has no filter?"
"Nothing, forget it," Tate grumbled, irritated that he was slightly amused by the entire conversation.
"Okay," Robbie answered with a quick grin and then asked again conspiratorially, "So, who tops? I can't imagine Logan as anything else, but..."
Then he was cut off by Logan's phone that started ringing at that exact moment.
Tate turned just as Logan looked down at the screen and then back at him. He indicated the waiting area behind them. "I've got to take this. Will you be okay here?"
He emphasized the word "here" as he glared at Robbie. "I guess," Tate answered with much more surliness than he knew he possessed.
"Okay, just black for me."
Nodding, Tate watched him walk away and then turned back to face Robbie on his own. "Can we just have our coffees?" Tate requested through clenched teeth, his jaw starting to ache.
"Well, you could, but..." Robbie drawled in a way that was more than a little obnoxious.
"But what?"
With a quick, flirty wink, Robbie shrugged. "You haven't ordered yours yet."
Tate lost all of his annoyance that quickly, and he found instead that he was laughing and shaking his head. "Great. Just what I need. To actually find him humorous instead of annoying." "Okay, Robbie, you win. God, I need a coffee now more than ever. Can I have a hazelnut latte and his espresso to go?"
"Sure. Want me to bring it over?"
Tate looked at him in a way that screamed, "Not if you value your life." Robbie's smile was full of mischief as he finally put Tate out of his misery.
"Got it. It'll be ready here in just a minute."
Tate made his way over to where Logan was standing with the phone pressed to his ear. Just as he got to the table, he heard, "Sorry, hon. It just isn't going to happen again." Frowning, Tate came to a standstill and Logan glanced at him across the table that was between them. "No, it was nothing you did." Logan's tone and his words made it abundantly clear that he was not talking to a work colleague or a client. Tate was trying his hardest not to pay attention to his insecurities as they knocked on the door in his brain when Logan reached over and took his hand.
"Jess," Logan said and paused.
"Jess. Jess. That name is familiar," Tate thought as he stared at Logan.
"Look, since we last spoke, I started seeing someone."
The bar. That was where he'd heard the name, back when they had first met. He remembered Logan on the phone with a Jess, promising to see her or him without their clothes on.
"Yes, it was fun, but this is serious," he told the person on the other end of the phone as he moved around the table toward Tate.
When Logan was beside him and their hips and arms were brushing, he looked right at him as he said clearly,
"This is exactly what I want."
Tate felt his body heat at the words as his heart skipped in his chest and everything finally fell into place. He was so ready to be with Logan in
every way. And if he hadn't been sure before, this confirmed it.
Goodbye, Jess, Logan said, ending the call and then placing the phone down on the table, where he twirled it slowly.
What have you done to me, Mr. Morrison? Turned me into some relationship guy?
Tate focused on the man studying him from behind the thick black-rimmed glasses.
You didn't really think this through, did you?
He asked Logan.
Logan looked at him with an expression that relayed the words he then spoke.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Tate leaned closer, so their faces were only inches apart, and he lowered his eyes to Logan's mouth.
You never actually thought about what would happen if you finally got me to try what you wanted, did you? Did you actually believe that this wouldn't turn into more? With this kind of heat?
Why should I have thought that? It never had before.
Tate shifted his eyes back to Logan's.
Yeah, but it wasn't with me, was it? Have you ever stood in a coffee shop and wished that every single person in here would get out, so you could do exactly what's on your mind?
Not until right this second. What's on your mind?
Tate looked around at everyone milling about, waiting on their drinks.
What you've always wanted. Me under you. I'm ready to give it to you.
Logan visibly swallowed.
You're fucking trouble.
Yeah. Well, it's your own fault. Once I make up my mind, that's it. You should probably remember that.
So,
Logan started and then cleared his throat, attempting to change the subject. Robbie didn't give you any more problems?
No. Nothing other than that comment regarding your type and how I'm not it.
Logan looked over his shoulder and glanced at the counter where Robbie was working, and when he turned back, he stepped in much closer than they had been before and placed a hand on Tate's chest. Brushing his lips over his cheek, Logan told him,
"He's so very wrong."
Is he?
Tate questioned, openly enjoying Logan as he felt firm lips move up to his ear where Logan murmured,
"Yes."
Turning his head to Logan as though hypnotized, Tate heard his name called out to come and collect their coffees. He was sure his feet could take him to the counter, but they didn't move him anywhere as he continued to stare at a grinning Logan.
"Better go get our drinks," he teased, as Tate finally stepped around him.
"Oh, and by the way, Tate, so much better this time. You didn't even flinch when I touched you."
That smart-ass comment was all it took for his brain to kick in, just as Logan had known it would.
Tate glared at him, flipped him off, and moved toward the counter. Just as he got there, Logan called out to him.
"I've got to take Cole's call. This is the second one I've ignored this morning."
Tate looked over his shoulder.
"When was the first?"
Logan winked and laughed, leaving him to only imagine as he walked toward the door. Tate turned back to the counter where Robbie stood, holding out their coffees, with a huge smile on his face that told Tate he'd been watching the entire interaction between Logan and himself.
"So, come on, tell me. Who tops?"
Tate held his hands out with a bored look on his face. He took the coffees and turned without saying one damn thing. But as he left to go and find where Logan was waiting on him, he realized he was happier than he had been in a long time. Chapter 26. Cole had been terse on the phone with him when Logan had finally called back. He was obviously still worked up about their argument. Logan knew that they needed to patch their shit up, and soon. The problem was, neither of them was particularly good at saying sorry, and instead, they enjoyed avoiding one another more.
Although that was no longer an option since Tate's soon-to-be ex had shown up already for their 9 o'clock meeting at 8. After he told Tate, Logan had heard him mutter something along the lines of, "Fucking early as usual." And then they'd made their way over to the office. Logan figured the sooner this was over with, the better. Having made good time, they moved into the elevator that would take them up to the offices, and he pressed the button for his floor. Logan stepped back to stand beside the man who had him hyper-aware of every single move he made. Ever since Tate had dropped the bombshell that he was finally ready to let Logan be the one to do the taking, well, fuck. His brain hadn't fully recovered. One thing was for certain. He was more than ready to take. His manners were wearing out, and the restraint he'd been hanging on to was stretched to its limit each time they got naked together. So, yes, he was more than ready. Logan glanced at Tate from the corner of his eye and saw that in his usual relaxed way, Tate was propped against the back of the elevator with his legs crossed and one of his hands resting on the brass bar that ran across the panels. Who would have ever known it would be this guy that I want above anyone else? The not-so-straight bartender, Logan thought. The elevator stopped at a floor and several people got on. Tate shuffled beside him, and they moved closer until their shoulders bumped up against one another. As they faced forward in the confined space, Logan felt the hand Tate had on the bar shift until it was against his back. Figuring it was just by accident, Logan didn't say anything until he felt that same hand move, and a sinful pressure was applied to the base of his spine. Clearing his throat, Logan once again looked to Tate, who was still facing forward, staring at the doors, as he raised his coffee cup to his lips and took a sip. That was also the moment the hand on his back glided down over his ass